What's trending is the Buffalo Bills won a thing. They beat the Chiefs, and that doesn't happen every day.
Fakes the throw. Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run, and he's got the first down and more. 10, 5, and muscles his way into the end zone for an unbelievable 26-yard touchdown run. Are you kidding me?
Josh Allen running for a 26-yard touchdown on fourth down with 2:17 left, sealing the win 30-21 over the Kansas City Chiefs. And we'll take a moment to say Josh Allen is the official Kiss 98.5 player of the game, our difference maker of the game. And that's brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. Josh talks about that run.
Yeah, fourth and two. Appreciate Coach for trusting us. Really had a play for man. Could have checked out of it, you know, but they held a pretty good man look. They dropped out into zone. Again, just trying to create and keep the play alive. There was a crease and just trusted the feet.
Coach talks about that decision.
Yeah, I just felt, you know, we mapped it out during the week and felt strongly that that was the right decision. You know, I don't want to be resulting, if you will. But would have stood by it if it didn't work out. Just felt like, you know, there's been too many games, as you guys know, where Andy and Patrick have come back and you kick a field goal and they go score a touchdown, or it's overtime, you know, just in different games where they've been and they get the ball first and the game's over, you know. So they're just way too good to not go for it right there. And, you know, so every situation's a little bit different, but felt confident.
Coach on his decision.
So the Bills, a win next week, the Bills clinch a playoff berth. A win, well, not next week, but the week after that.
We're off for a week.
Because we've got the bye week, right? Because
yeah.
We're
no.
9-2. We beat the Chiefs.
No.
But the chance is greater. I read that the chances of making the playoffs were greater than 99%. A win the next game would clinch
a shot. Here's what I'll tell you. This is very simple math.
Okay.
If you win the next two games, you win your division and you are in the playoffs. Because Miami, if they tie you, they have 6 losses. So the best they can do is 11-6. So let's say the Bills go 11-6. We beat them twice head-to-head. We win the division. So that's how you guarantee in two games to make the playoffs.
Okay. And so
Miami loses, let's say, and you win one of the next two games.
Yeah, because the Dolphins are 4-6. I can't believe they're even part of our conversation.
They're in it until their schedule's very easy. I mean, there's no reason why they couldn't run the table.
Okay, but what about in terms of the way it looks right now? Does it look like we get a bye week?
No. Only right now the team that will get the bye week is the Chiefs. They only have one loss. We have two.
The Chiefs are 9-1. We're 9-2.
And the Steelers are 9-2.
And
Baltimore is got 4 losses, so that would put them 7-4.
Oh, okay. I think the Steelers are 8-2, but that
are they 8-2? They might be. They might have their bye week. But
for somebody, because Chris, you know, my Chris is a huge Steelers fan because his dad used to be a Steelers fan.
But they're not
fan.
That good. I kind of watched them.
I watched a little bit of that game. But, okay, I was just wondering about the playoff pictures, when we can breathe a sigh of relief. So
please, what is the Chiefs' current record? You say 9-1?
Yeah.
That one is courtesy of the Buffalo Bills.
So, go Bills.
Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs were the NFL's last undefeated team of the season. The Chiefs had technically won 15 straight, including playoffs. And so there it is. Big win. That was a statement game. The Bills have now won 6 straight, moved closer to their 6th straight AFC East title.
Wow.
And so that was Josh Allen playing through a sore throwing hand, which was examined on the sideline. That there was a lot said about that. He finished 27-40, 262 yards with touchdowns, passing, rushing, and the interception as well that occurred during the game. Sunday Night Football last night, the late game, it was Chargers 34 over the Bengals. Mm. And tonight, Monday Night Football, you can see the Texans in Dallas to play ball with the Cowboys. So it's an all-Texas game tonight.
Really? The Cowboys stink. I'm sick of watching the Cowboys on TV. I'm not even going to watch
it's
them.
America's
right
team.
America's team. It's got, what, 2 wins? Or what, 3
Monday Night Football. Friday night, the big fight, Jake Paul, Mike Tyson.
Boo.
That's weird. I must be the only person that was having glitchy coverage with Netflix or something like that.
No,
was I not the only one?
No. I think everybody
Jake Paul
was.
Technically beating Mike Tyson came down to a final decision.
Nice bells, right?
The real winner was Netflix. They say 60 million households tried to watch that game.
Tried was a key word.
Yeah.
As the event attempted to stream live. You see the wording I'm using here, Janet? Didn't go well for pretty much everybody.
But what was the issue? Like, why was it so glitchy?
Because it was 60 million customers trying to access it at once. That was the issue. They said they're going to try and fix the technical issues now that they've been identified. They're like, oh, 60 million? Yeah, that's a lot. Oh. So they got some games coming up at Christmas. One of them is going to have Beyonce performing for the halftime show. That's not a Super Bowl. That's just for a Christmas game. NFL on Netflix. So hopefully they fix the glitch before that. One final thing on this fight. Drake did bet on Mike Tyson to beat the highly dislikable.
How much?
$355,000. Bet on Tyson.
I feel like that's
win.
Like a drop in the bucket for Drake to lose.
It
like,
is.
He wins
and
like
$1 million.
With
stakes, so I never know how much is his money and how much is just their money saying, put your name on it. Let's make it look like yours.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, that was the fight on Friday night. I just can't believe they went 8 rounds on that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a heck of a statement from a 58-year-old. Well, it was, Mike
like you say, Nick, it was part of the script on this one because they want. I think people would have just been discouraged if somebody knocked somebody out in 1 or 2 rounds.
I thought it was going to be like, 2 rounds. I thought there was going to be a knockout. That's what I assumed was going to happen.
Yeah. So I think the fact that it went all the way and it had to come down to a decision was probably good for Netflix.
Yeah.
I'll never watch that stuff again.
Ugh. Really?
It was something to watch.
It was glitchy. It was
everything.
Yeah, they'll
work on
it. The glitch.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. For Christmas, I'll be sitting somewhere watching.
Listen, when you're desperate to have something on TV, you'll watch.
You'll watch.
I don't know. I'm not a
with your socks hung by the chimney with care.
Yeah, when I've had enough of the kids. Yeah, you're right. You know,
and pouring Baileys into anything.
Yeah, and there's not enough eggnog. Yeah, I got you. You're probably right.
It's 10 a.m. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, kids.
Side note. Buy the original Baileys. Somebody bought us the caramel one, and I'm original. I'm an original Baileys girl. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I like the peppermint one though.
Jane's I haven't had that one. I'm classic.
That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:33.